Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hughes. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Dick Hughes. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Spangler. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Cardinals. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is hit by the pitch. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCarver for a passed ball. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Williams reaches second base with a double. Beckert scores. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Niekro for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Kessinger goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. It's 6-3, Cubs. Larry Jaster now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. Spangler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. Spangler reaches second base with a double. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jaster fields it and throws to third for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Shannon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Cubs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Jaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to third. Mike Torres now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 7-5, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0 for 2 in the game. Niekro bunts towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive towards short. Maxville reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarver takes first base on ball 4. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shannon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 2 in the game. Javier hits a fly ball towards right. Spangler catches it and throws to second to double up McCarver. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Santo strikes out. McCarver drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Santo out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxville strikes out. One out. Dave Ricketts pinch hits for Mike Torres. Dave Ricketts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ricketts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Hal Gilson now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball towards center. Flood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Flood. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Cubs. Bobby Tiefenauer now pitching. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cepeda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCarver bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to second. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cepeda moves to third. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 3 in the game. Javier is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Phillips hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Tiefenauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiefenauer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tiefenauer for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball towards left. Brock settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Brock. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Cardinals 6. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Hal Gilson. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards takes first base on ball 4. Dick Schofield pinch runs for Johnny Edwards. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and St. Louis Cardinals, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.